recent legislation within the cattle industry. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. There's been a few things that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been working on. First, a bill to help eradicate New World screwworm, a new deputy secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior, and a tax bill that highlights a win for farmers and ranchers. It's been a busy week for the NCBA. Ethan Lane, who is the NCBA Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, talks about a new bill that they have introduced called the Stop Screwworms Act.
Stop Screwworms Act is a critical piece of legislation just introduced on Capitol Hill by Tony Gonzalez, congressman from West Texas, and a host of his delegation members from the state of Texas, including both senators, as well as senators from New Mexico and elsewhere. Really standing up for cattle producers around the country and those that are in the path of this incursion from Mexico by the New World screwworm. This bill allocates $300 million to construct a facility here in the United States to allow us to manufacture the hundreds of millions of sterile male screwworm flies needed weekly to combat this incursion and push it back down into Mexico where it's been since the 1960s.
The U.S. Department of Interior has a new deputy secretary, Caitlin Glover, who is the executive director of the Public Lands Council and NCBA Natural Resources, shares NCBA's perspective on the confirmation.
NCBA and PLC are thrilled to see Kate McGregor reprise her role as Deputy Secretary of the Interior. She has time in the chair from her last stint in this position, but also has a wealth of knowledge working with cattle producers, with sheep producers, and a wide variety of other multiple use profiles on the landscape. She's coming into this position knowing that grazing reduces the risk of wildfire by 45% to 80%. She knows that combined, more than two-thirds of Western livestock spend time grazing on federal lands. She knows how to manage that complex multiple-use profile and knows what a careful hand it takes to make sure that that approach remains balanced.
Why is it so important for cattle producers to have more Senate-confirmed appointees in places of leadership like the U.S. Department of the Interior?
So the Department of the Interior has a number of people who need to be confirmed by the Senate, but the Senate needs to act on these nominees quickly so that these agencies can have full, strong, decisive leadership on things like conforming the Endangered Species Act to its intent, making sure that BLM grazing regulations revisions go through, and so many other things. It's that strong Senate-confirmed leadership that's going to drive these policy changes all the way to the end through completion for grazing permittees and partners.
And lastly, NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Kent Backus highlights the win for farmers and ranchers in the tax bill passed by the House Ways and Means Committee.
Well, probably the biggest item in that tax package is death tax relief. And while we are not able to get full repeal of the death tax, I think we're off to a really good start because the tax package includes an increase in the exemption level to $15 million per individual, $30 million per couple. That's going to be indexed for inflation annually, and it'll be made permanent. So that'll provide a lot more relief, especially in the long term, for our producers. That's a significant win. We've also seen an increase in the Section 199A small business deduction. That rate's going to increase from 20 to 23%. That's pretty big, especially for a lot of our producers with pass-through incomes. And then we're also excited to see Section 179 increase from that $1 million level to $2.5 million. That's going to be a really important investment tool for many of our producers moving forward. And then finally, we're very excited to see that bonus depreciation is going to be restored to 100% for the next 5 years. When you take all that together, those are some very important tools in the toolbox for our producers, and I think that's a big victory for cattle producers across America.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.